السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over the receivers, it is the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we have once again gathered to take His Mubarak name, make His zikr. On Tuesday night, upon my return from Karachi, I explained to you the purpose of going to a Shaykh Kamil, that it is for the purification of the soul, or it is for recharging the spiritual batteries. Even those people who have gone on a very high stage and level, those who have purified their hearts to some extent or to a great extent, then they too also went to Shaykh Kamil to get an increase in that marifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to get an increase in that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to get istiqamat on that which they have been already doing. Because sometimes a person can be doing certain good deeds and actions, but along the line, nafs and shaitan can derail the person, bring some pride into the heart. When too many people start shaking hands and making wah wah and giving congratulations, then nafs and shaitan get some kind of enjoyment and can derail the person. So to keep the balance, that whatever a person does that is of the good deeds and actions, it is nothing but the blessing and the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan upon him. So he must be even more cautious. He must not allow any kind of ujub, vanity, pride, takabbur, riya to come into his heart. Shaitan was a great alim also, he was a great abid also, and he was a great arif also, but he was not an ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So with all his ilm and with all his amal, he was rejected because of pride. So that is one of the purposes. And for those weak ones like us, then we go to charge our batteries. That we find ourselves very weak in the environment that we live. We say that how are we going to practice in this environment? How can Shariat, practicing upon Shariat, be possible in the kind of environment that we work in, we live? So na'uzubillah, we are saying that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made Islam for the environment in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and not until the day of Qiyamah. That means Islam is only practical for a certain period of time, and after that it is not practical. Na'uzubillah, how can that be true? Yes, we can say that we have made things difficult for ourselves. So then we don't blame Shariat for it. We don't blame the Quran and Sunnah for it. Islam is practical for all times. Until the day of Qiyamah, it will remain a deen on which you can practice. There will be weakness, there will be some kind of weakness that will be experienced because of the fitnas that will be in abundance. But then for weak ones during those latter times or times like this, for that little amal that they will make, Allah Ta'ala will give them abundant rewards. Rewards of 50 Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. For those people who in the times of fitna will make amal. 50 Sahabas. What they used to make amal. This person in the time of fitnas, when he is making amal, he will get those kind of rewards. And also those people, they would have been destroyed if they had indulged in certain kinds of actions and deeds that we indulge in. We indulge in open sins. They would have been destroyed totally if they had to do that. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because we are living in times of fitna, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accommodates that weakness of ours. And as a result, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's acceptance of the tawbah of the people in the time of fitnas is also very, very rapid and quick. When the person is making tawbah and istighfar, therefore we should not delay the tawbah. We should not delay the tawbah that we will make it later. Of the many reasons that have been given why people delay tawbah, one of the reasons is this, that the nafs says that from here I'm traveling to America or China or Hong Kong. Now the person was caught in evil gazing at the Johannesburg International Airport. So on the one hand, his ruh and soul tells him, because he had been sitting in some good company or he had some opportunity to be in halqas of ta'lim or majlis of zikr or tabligh or dawat or something like that, and some good words had reached his ears. So now on the one hand, his soul tells him that what you have done is wrong. So make tawbah. But on the other hand, shaitan tells him that don't make tawbah now, because there's still a long way to go. So there are still many pretty faces that will be coming before your eyes. If you are going to make tawbah now, then it will be difficult to raise your eyes and look at those beautiful faces again. So one time you must make tawbah when you reach Hong Kong. And when he reaches Hong Kong, then shaitan says, well, now here you will be doing business and marketing and shopping and all kinds of things in the streets where there's so much of nudity and nakedness. So therefore, don't make tawbah now. Wait until you return, and then you must go to the majlis of zikr, and there you must cry and you must make tawbah. Now can you see how shaitan delays the tawbah? Or wait, you are going to be going for Hajj, isn't it, next year? So then you can go to Arafat. There's plenty of time still. So he'll make you wait for Arafat to go and shed some tears there. But then in the meantime, the sins are developing. They are engulfing the person's heart. The darkness is enshrouding him. And at the end of the day, what happens is sometimes the tawfiq of tawbah is taken away. Then even if he tries, he can't seem to get the tawfiq of tawbah, which is a very dangerous stage. Or the person leaves this world in that state of sin and disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the purpose of these majlises of zikr on Thursday night is not just for some waaz and nasihat. It is so that we make sincere tawbah from all our sins, and that we make a pledge to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the days that will follow, we are going to stay away from all those sins. We'll make the maximum effort to stay away. Accidental sins, many, many times you have heard now that accidental sins Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is willing to forgive. Even deliberate sins, if the person committed but is sincerely making tawbah, now Allah ta'ala will forgive. But when we are saying that the person is a Muslim, he is a believer in Allah ta'ala, then there is no question of deliberate sins, that you just go on sinning. The person's sins, when we say it's accidental, then it must be accidental. An accident is an accident. A person is sharp, he is awake, he is alert, he is driving very cautiously. He does not want to meet up with an accident. He is looking right, he is looking left, he is looking in the rear view mirror. And he is an experienced driver. His car too is in a good condition. But suddenly there is a lapse due to lack of sleep. He dozed off. Or there was oil on the road and the car skid and it somersaulted. Then we will say that now take this car to the panel beater and have it panel beaten, remove the dents. But the person calls that an accident. But he does not purposely go looking for a road where there is oil on the road so that he may somersault, so that his car may skid. Then we will say that this person has got a big insurance policy and therefore he wants to meet up with some kind of accident to claim that insurance. So accident is an accident. The person is making every effort. He is weak. He is saying to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, "Oh my beloved Allah, you have created me. I am weak. I am trying, but I am failing. Oh Allah, assist me, help me. I don't want to look at haram. I don't want to listen to haram. I don't want to speak haram. I don't want to even fantasize about haram. I want to stay away from all the sins. Oh my beloved Allah, come to my assistance. And my weakness, my shortcomings, and the accidental sins, oh my beloved Allah, forgive me." Then if the person accidentally commits a sin, then he makes plenty of tawbah, istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. That is what Allah Ta'ala means by Ghafoorur Rahim. Not that we use the sifat of Ghafoorur Rahim to commit sins. At present, this is our weakness, that we use the sifat of Ghafoorur Rahim to commit sins. That he is Ghafoorur Rahim, so commit sins. So, Fazkuruni Azkurkum. Remember me, I will remember you. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He remembers everyone at all times. It's not that Allah ta'ala forgets any person. But those who remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with obedience, then Allah ta'ala remembers them with His bounties, with His inayat. And those who remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with disobedience, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala punishes them with His azab. And that azab first comes onto the heart, the spiritual heart. Because the heart is the king. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first arrests the king in the body. And when the king is arrested in the body, it becomes restless. Now there's anxieties, there's worries, there's restlessness. And that is when the person says that I just feel like committing suicide. Can't seem to find any way out in my problems and difficulties. Whereas if the person adopted taqwa, then Allah Ta'ala has promised that وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. The person who adopts taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will definitely, most certainly find a way out for him in his problems and provide for him sustenance from sources unknown to him. So this is something that we have to develop in our hearts. This connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this has got nothing to do with speeches. Speeches are plentiful. It is a different thing altogether. It's not that each and every person who is a scholar and he knows all the books, he has read all the Islamic books in the library, so he has automatically got a heart that is filled with taqwa and with nur. Sometimes a person is giving the most powerful speech on ikhlas and he hasn't got ikhlas in his heart. He's talking about ikhlas, that ikhlas is that very essential requirement. So he's giving the most powerful speech, quoting all the hadiths and the Quranic verses on ikhlas, but in his heart is that so that I may be recognized as a powerful speaker. So he's speaking on ikhlas, but he's got no ikhlas. The person is speaking on akhlaq, but he's got no akhlaq, no character. The person is speaking on honesty, but he's got no honesty. He is speaking on truthfulness, but there's no truthfulness in his life. His zahir is something else, and the batin is something else. The outward projects an image of piety, of taqwa, of neki, of buzrugi, of wilayat. And in the meantime, in the heart, there's nothing but khabasat. There's shaitaniyat, there's nafsaniyat. So many cases we deal with. If we look at the person's outward, we will think that this person is of the Abrar and of the Awliya-e Karam who have reached the highest levels. But afterwards ask their wives and children what his behavior is at home and what his treatment is of the wives and children and what his treatment is of his parents and what his treatment is of his servants and how he treats his customers and clients and the type of language that he uses when his temperature has gone high, when his blood pressure has risen. Then after that, look at this, listen to his language. Then we will say, was this the person that I was looking at in the masjid and developing the opinion that he is of the Abrar? So it requires a purification. Our zahir and our batin have to be the same. It will not come overnight, but there has to be this effort that has to be made. that little bit of zikr that we make here, that is not sufficient. That is just a sample. When a person is shown a sample, what does that mean? That leave your sample behind, and after that I will just sell your sample and that's over. When a representative from some company comes and he shows a sample, what does it mean? That I've got this sample, you have a look at it. If you think that it's good, if you think that it is something from which you can profit and benefit by the sale of it, so then you must place an order. So then some people, when they see that we can make a big profit from this particular sample or garment or whatever commodity it is, then they place an order. 5,000, 10,000 and 100,000 and sometimes even more, depending on the type of product it is. So those people who are experiencing some kind of satisfaction, some kind of happiness, some kind of contentment, some kind of sukoon in the programs of this nature, then it means that this is a sample. That if we really order sufficient amount into our lives, how much of sukoon we will get. If we are getting sukoon in that 1 hour, and so many are writing to me and telling me, Allah, what sukoon we get in that majlis. So if we are getting that sukoon in a little while with that sample, then if we have to order sufficient amount for this wholesale that we have got in our bodies, the heart, for this warehouse, so then how much of sukoon we will get? So therefore, let us make this as a means of a complete change in our lives. I require it, you require it, and when that complete change will come, there will be some weakness, some shortcomings, some difficulties along the line. But any person wants to go high, then there is some difficulty. This morning in the Tarbiyah lesson, I was speaking to the girls of the madrasa, and I told them that the person, and I will conclude on this, that there are many people who try to climb Mount Everest. They tried to climb Mount Everest. Some of them, while climbing, they went to rest forever. But some of them, they tried. The first time they went quarterway and came back. Second time they went halfway and came back. The third time they went a little further. And then they may have reached the top. And some of them, in one hit, they went straight up. But they know that there's snowfall, they know there's storms, they have heard and read of how many people died on the way. But still the desire to reach the top and plant a flag there makes the person endure so much of hardship and difficulties. But when they reach the top, the joy, the ecstasy, the happiness that it gives them is unlimited. And then they say, what a beautiful view we had from the top there. This is exactly the case with our spiritual lives. That some of us, we will try to climb, we'll go 1-2 steps and fall. Some will go a little further and fall. But he doesn't give up, he goes on trying, he goes on. And he wants to reach the top so that he may get that beautiful view from the top. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, ye kushti to hai unse umr bhar ki, kabhi tu dabale, kabhi wo dabale. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. This wrestling between nafs and the soul, it will continue. Sometimes you will overpower. Sometimes the soul will overpower the nafs and shaitan. And sometimes shaitan will overpower. It will carry on till your dying day, he is not going to leave you. But you are an aashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How can you be satisfied that if this thread of muhabbat has snapped, then leave it snapped. What is the need to join it? What kind of an aashiq is that? If a parent has lost its child, the poor child has been hijacked, Allah ta'ala must protect everybody, or kidnapped, And the child, father and mother say, well, what does it matter? Never mind. Child was taken away, finish. No effort to find the child, no restlessness. Then we'll say that these parents were not lovers of that child. Or if the child lost his parents, then we'll say he was not a lover of those parents, if he behaves like that. There you will find that the parents are restless, they are searching all the time. They want to find the child. So like that, if this rishta of muhabbat with Allah Ta'ala has snapped due to the pressure of nafs and shaitan, then don't leave it snapped. Use cement, use glue, use steel, use iron, use anything, but cement it again. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most forgiving. Is so kind, so forgiving, that no matter how far we may have gone, but just if one step towards Him, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take us. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين هوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں O my beloved Allah, how long will I walk on the surface of this earth as a sinner, as a munafiq, as a hypocrite, as a disobedient servant of yours? O my beloved Allah, change the condition of my heart. This heart of mine which is seeped in indifference, in negligence, which is drowning in the ocean of negligence and indifference. Change the condition. It is filled with hawa and hirs, with evil passions and evil desires and greed. Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے
مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں، کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں، تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے، تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے، ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے، ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے، جیوں میں تیرے خاطر دل بدل دے، جیوں میں تیرے خاطر دل بدل دے، ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی، سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی، خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے، ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ ہیج ہیں سب میرے ارادے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت، بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Oh, my beloved Allah, everyone in your garden is a beautiful rose with beautiful fragrance. The only one in your garden that is a thorn is none but myself. We should think of ourselves as thorns, and I repeatedly mention this so that we stay away from pride, and at the same time we do an introspection of our lives, that we see how many people we injure and we cause hurt and pain and problem to with our actions and with our deeds. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein ho. Raha main bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool kaar mein ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah jalla jalaluhu dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu tu hi tu ho dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu tu hi tu ho aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil dard e dil ho غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف. او میں بلاول اللہ, او میں رحیم اللہ, او میں کریم اللہ, او میں موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او میں کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, او میں موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. Oh, the Allah who dearly loves forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn with repentance. Oh, my beloved Allah, we sinful servants have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you have created us. You are our Khaliq, you are our Malik. Ya Allah, tu Sattar hai, tu Ghaffar hai. تو رحیم ہے, تو کریم ہے. او میں بلاول اللہ, یو ڈیئرلی لو فورگیونس آف سنس. یا اللہ, وی آر ناٹ جسٹیفائنگ اینی آف اوور سنس. ڈے اینڈ نائٹ وی ہیو بین ڈس اوبیڈینٹ ٹو یو. او مائی بلاول اللہ, ڈے اینڈ نائٹ وی ہیو بین ڈس اوبیڈینٹ ٹو یو. وی ہیو یوزڈ یور ویری باؤنٹیز فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس. اے اللہ, the bounties and the ni'mats with which you blessed us, Ya Allah, we have used those very bounties for your disobedience. Our eyes, the great ni'mat of eyes, the great ni'mat of sight, we used for your disobedience. And we go on using for your disobedience. How much of haram we see with our eyes. If there had been another Allah, He would have made all of us blind by now. Ay Allah, how tolerant you are. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness from us. because of our persistence and because of our obstinacy. Oh my beloved Allah, we are persistent in our sins. We go on sinning, oh my beloved Allah. We are unconcerned about your displeasure, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, but who can we turn to besides you? If you have to turn away your glance of rahmat, ay mere pyare Allah, agar tu ne nigahe rahmat pher li, to tu bata ke phir hum gande jaye kaha? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, oh my beloved Allah. Who do we turn to? Which are the home we can go and beg? Which are the door we can tap? Ey mere pyare khuda, hum na layak hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai, lekin bande tere hai. We are your slaves, oh my Allah. Change the direction of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, nafs or shaitan, they want to drag us into the gutters. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hoon main teri pana. Oh Allah, nafs and shaitan have destroyed us. We are seeking your help and assistance against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, we haven't found peace and happiness. We haven't found tranquility and serenity in our hearts because of our indulgence in sins in abundance. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the realization that no matter how much of sins we commit, we will never ever get satisfaction. Ya Allah, give us the realization that satisfaction is only in your remembrance. Satisfaction of the heart is only in obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, change the condition of our hearts. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala, dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba, dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba, dil badal de. Oh Allah, this heart of ours, these hearts of ours, oh Allah, which are drowning in the ocean of sins, in the ocean of disobedience, in the ocean of negligence, in the ocean of indifference. Oh my beloved Allah, change the hearts which are filled with nothing but greed and evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they were from the kuffar, from the mushrikeen, from the yahood, from the nasara and the munafiqeen. But oh Allah, when you gave them hidayat, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh my beloved Allah, from way to way. Ya Allah, from kufr and shirk to radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Ay Allah, you are the same Allah who gave them hidayat. Ay Allah, you can give us hidayat. You can change the direction of our hearts. Change the qibla of our lives. The qibla of our lives have become enjoyment in sinful pleasures. Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Give us enjoyment, oh my Allah, in ita'at. Give us enjoyment in ibadat. Give us enjoyment in zikr and tilawat. Give us enjoyment in fulfilling the rights of our parents, our children, our wives. Give us, oh my beloved Allah, enjoyment in serving your deen. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us enjoyment in reading durood and salam on Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Give us your closeness, your marifat, your yaqeen. Ya Allah, teri muhabbat naseeb farma. تیری معرفت نصیب فرما, تیری ذات پر توکل نصیب فرما. او اللہ میک از یورز اینڈ بیکم آورز, میک اے ڈیسیشن مائی اللہ, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, میک اے ڈیسیشن فار اس آف خیر. اے اللہ میک اے ڈیسیشن آف فورگیونیس آف دا انٹائر امت. اے اللہ فورگیو اس اور پیرنٹس اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز اینڈ دا انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے اللہ دا امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ان پیلسٹائن, ان چیچنیا, ان بوسنیا, ان افغانستان, ان عراق, ان کشمیر. Oh my beloved Allah, throughout the world, the Ummat of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through most difficult times. What hardships and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the blood of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that flowed for the sake of this Ummat. Allah, how much of the precious blood of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam oozed in Taif. His Mubarak shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Allah, look at my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blood in the battle of Uhud. Oh Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which flowed like the ocean, oh my Allah, for the sake of this Ummah. Allah, he was stoned, he was beaten, he was tortured, he was persecuted. He stands up whole night in prayer for the sake of the Ummah. 3 solid years boycotted and ostracized. Oh my beloved Allah, the time comes when your beloved Nabi, when he who is Mahbub of yours, oh Allah, they have to chew leaves to survive. Allah, we have shown no appreciation for their sacrifices. But Ya Allah, look at the tears of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and forgive us. Forgive the entire Ummah. Remove the difficulties, the hardships and problems of the Ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with long life so that we may accumulate good deeds. Bless us with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Whether they are amongst us in the masjid or at the madrasa or listening to us, or whether they are in homes or hospitals or wherever they may be. Oh my beloved Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, cures of our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and remove our difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. And those who have got no children, oh my beloved Allah, give them sabr. And oh Allah, make them realize that it could be a rahmat. And oh Allah, if you bless with children, then make those children pious, righteous and obedient. Ya Allah, parents are crying and tearing. Oh my beloved Allah, children have gone into vices. They have gone into drug dens. They have gone into discos, cinemas, theaters and rave clubs. Ya Allah, it is our mistake that we did not give them the proper bringing. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. It is not difficult for you, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom so much he cried and sacrificed. When he is informed that that Ummat today, the discos, cinemas, theaters, rave clubs, that Ummat a few meters away from your Roza Mubarak watching the filthiest of films on television in the hotel rooms, and a few meters away from the Kaabatullah listening to the filthiest of music and watching filthy films in the hotel rooms. Oh my Allah, how much of pain and injury we must be causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't destroy us because of this great and major sin of ours. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Allah, whosoever is doing deen work in whichever department, give them the tawfiq of ikhlas in their amal. bless their khidmat with maqbooliyat. Ay Allah, tu tamam deeni idaro aur anjumano ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma. Hamari masajid ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Give hidayat to even our enemies, O Allah. Give hidayat to the kuffar and the mushrikeen and the yahood and nasara. Bless them with iman and Islam and make them worthy of entry into Jannah. O my beloved Allah, but if they have become obstinate and they will have decided to continue terrorizing the ummah, then, O my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink, cause division and disunity amongst their ranks. Send the gale force winds against them. O Allah, cause the earth to shake and swallow them. Ey mere pyare khuda, make hifazat of the mujahideen. Ey mere pyare khuda, humare hal par raham farma. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. We have to die. We are going to leave this world one day. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a rave club. Don't let the angel of death find us with drugs in our mouths. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a cinema or a disco or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us with a filthy novel or magazine in our hands. Don't let the angel of death find us with a bottle of wine. Allah. Oh my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Oh Allah, ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are now dying at prostitute quarters. They are dying in rave clubs. Ha, mere Allah. Ha, mere Allah. That ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whose desire was to die in the battlefield of jihad, whose desire was to die reading the Quran, whose desire was to die making khidmat and service of your creation, whose desire was to die in Madina Tayyibah, get shahadat maut. Ay Allah, today they are dying in all the wrong places. Where Allah protect us and safeguard us from haram. When the time of our departure comes from this world, then, oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, although we are not worthy, but take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips, let our soul come dancing towards you. Let it be the happiest day of our lives. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Hey, mere pyare khuda, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 glorious shining stars. Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made of khair for us. Bless us with the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us, protect our children, protect our wives, protect our brothers and sisters, protect our grandchildren, protect our family members, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Wa qina azaban nar. Wa qina azaban nar. Ya Allah, we cannot put our finger over that little flame of a candle. Where can we bear the azab and fire of Jahannam? Ha, mere Allah, protect us from the azab of Qabr, the azab of Hashar, the azab of Akhirat. Enter us into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين